Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 68. I can hardly believe how much this podcast has grown and all of the exciting things that are about coming around the corner. So episode 68 is about keeping up with client needs or demands. Jeff Bezos said that we see our customers as invited guests to a party. We are the hosts. It's our job every day to make every important aspect of our customer experience a little bit better. There may be days that you don't know which way to turn your head or which direction you should go with a project, as your client may have ever-changing demands and needs. Before you feel like you're going off the rails, remember that you are a client to others as well. Think about the expectations you have when you work with someone. Are they any different than what your client expects of you? They hired you because they trust and they have the confidence in your abilities to deliver on what you said you would deliver. You are the one who listened and remembered important timelines and made a point to genuinely care about their results. Their results are ultimately your results. If you feel like your client's needs or demands are unreasonable, consider the system or process you use to enroll them to get started with you. Did you set out expectations of yourself or your clients? Sometimes when clients are unsure of expectations or feel like they're missing some information, they may come across as demanding as they're concerned about how it affects them. They chose you because of how they felt when they interacted with you. We're driven by our emotions and our decision-making. You need to reassure them by following through on meeting those emotional needs and outcomes that they expected from you. Here's some tips just to help you keep up. First of all, create an experience. How your clients feel while they're working with you is important. Also, after, when you're no longer working with them, still interact with them and nurture that relationship. Make them feel important because they are. Make their needs your needs and be genuinely interested in their success. You need to continue to build and nurture those client relationships even after they've hired you. Validate your client's concerns. Take time to acknowledge them. There is much more to learn about how they see an ideal situation. And don't use the word but to explain why you're not reaching your client's concerns. It sounds like an excuse and it dismisses their concerns. Use the word and. You may think about saying something like this: I want to acknowledge blank and share with you blank. So you can fill that in for yourself. Acknowledge the concern and share what's going on so that they have an understanding. So you're going to want to educate them. Communicate regularly and provide updates as they arise. Clients do not like to be left in the dark as to the results and expectations. If important decisions need to be made, don't wait till last minute to share the information with them. Ask them how often they'd like to be communicated with. Follow up with a handwritten card or an email to thank them for the conversation and following a meeting. Keep them engaged. Clients like to be involved in the decision-making, if it's possible, and how it impacts them. Don't forget to set boundaries so that you can have downtime outside of work that you deliver. Know your client. If you haven't already done so, you should do your research and understand what's important to your client and what their needs are. What do they value? Ask for feedback. You never know how you're doing until you ask. Ask questions to learn about more about the service that you are delivering and making sure that it's meeting their needs. anticipate their needs. If you have done your homework and have taken a genuine interest in getting to know your client, you will be able to anticipate some of those needs. And won't that surprise them? What a better way to impress them is to provide a need as an option before it's even needed. This demonstrates that you're paying attention and that they matter to you. Underpromise and overdeliver. Many people run on deadlines, and if you can beat a deadline with some high quality work, you can impress your client and they'll keep coming back for more. Provide solutions. Your client came to you so you could fulfill their needs. Document and clearly articulate how you are meeting those needs. And there may be times when you need to release a few of your clients if agreements and expectations cannot be met or they're violated. Have an exit strategy. Always do what's right, even when there is no one to witness it. What are you doing to ensure that you are meeting your client's needs? I think about that question a lot because as I think about it, I think about how I'm meeting your needs on the podcast or on my website or through my speaking or my books. And speaking of books, my third book will be coming out later on this year and it's called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions to Get Better Answers to Make the Best Decision. I want people to be able to make better decisions and really not be afraid to ask questions that can support those decisions and so that they feel reassured and confident in the decisions that they make. This podcast is the other thing that just keeps my soul going. We've had over 4,000 downloads and January we blew everybody away. It was a phenomenal month and it continues to grow. But what I need you to do is I need you to share this podcast with other people who need to learn how to keep up with their clients' needs or demands and who appreciate learning about the principles of leadership, business, and human potential. We would love for you to go over and subscribe to our newsletter on the website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download. It's going to come as soon as you put in your information. You'll get a 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And let us know how this podcast has impacted your life. Go to Deborah@deborahkozowski.com. That's Deborah Kozowski is Kozowski.com. And I want to thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go ahead and subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show. Share it with your friends and colleagues. Give us a 5-star high five rating. Write us a review. Email and let us know what other topics you would like to learn about. And until we speak again, be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and make today great.